Good morning, colleagues. We're 5 minutes beyond our start time, so we need to get back on track. The first meeting of the third session of the Open-Ended Intergovernmental Expert Working Group on Indicators and Terminology Relating to Disaster Risk Reduction is now called to order. I'm pleased to extend a warm welcome to all delegations and other stakeholders participating in this third and final session of the working group, which was established pursuant to General Assembly Resolution 69284. I would like to thank all of you for the time and efforts that you have dedicated to the working group to date, and I will continue to count on your cooperation and goodwill to take our work forward. Before we proceed, please allow me to briefly summarize the outcome of the second session held in Geneva from 10 to 11 February 2016, and activities undertaken in the intersessional period. I had provided a detailed elaboration on the work undertaken in my report, as well as during the informal consultations yesterday. So I will keep this brief, as most of you were present then. During the second session of the working group from 10 to 11 February, the experts identified a number of questions on indicator development and terminologies for more in-depth work during the intersessional period, including through the preparation of concept notes and methodologies. A working text on indicators and a working text on terminology was issued after the second session, containing all proposals from experts during the first and second formal sessions. To advance the work in the intersessional period, it was agreed by the experts during the second session that in my capacity as chair, I would convene informal consultations in Geneva with delegates and experts, including through remote participation via WebEx. Three sets of informal consultations were subsequently held on 2021 June, 10 to 11 October, and 9 November 2016. In addition, the need for particular attention was highlighted as regards the proposed indicators for Target F on international cooperation. In this context, utilizing a model of focused consultations that was successfully used in the run-up to the Sendai Conference, I invited Switzerland and Egypt, succeeded by Ecuador, as friends of the chair, to facilitate a 10 plus 10 informal consultation comprising delegates from the permanent missions of developed and developing countries to help advance work on elements for Target F indicators. I wish to thank these delegations and my friends for the work that they have done. A series of 7 informal consultations were subsequently undertaken between June and November. The purpose of the informal consultations undertaken was to seek further clarity on central issues and to try to build consensus around possible landing zones on core and critical indicators and relevant DRR terminology. At the second session, it was agreed that no decisions nor amendments to the working text on indicators and terminology developed at the second session would be taken during the informal consultations. However, progress made was recorded and has been reflected in my report on the results. The informal consultations also benefited from the findings of a feasibility exercise jointly conducted by Japan with 16 member states on the proposed indicators for global targets A to D of the Sendai framework using existing disaster damage statistics. The purpose of the exercise was to support the working group in the development of feasible and relevant indicators for the Sendai framework. The results of the feasibility exercise validated the vast majority of the proposed global indicators that UNISDR has recommended to the working group for its consideration. In support of the informal consultations and in line with the request of experts, UNISDR also issued 3 iterations of a technical non-paper on indicators in June, September, and November, containing concept notes on indicators for the global targets and recommendations for consideration by the third session. It also issued 2 technical non-papers on terminology in June and at the end of September. All technical non-papers were posted on the webpage of the working group, and their purpose was to elaborate and shed light on key technical questions in order to support the deliberations and future work of the experts. The results of these informal consultations are included in my report to this session, contained in document A/AC285/CRP.1, dated 12 November 2016. Iterations of the technical non-papers were informed by and in tune informed deliberations of the IAEG SDGs and the UN Statistical Commission on the Global Monitoring Framework for the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. It is understood that the IAEG SDGs will utilize for SDGs targets 1.5, 11.5, 11B, and 13.1 the outcome of our work on indicators. This places on us a deeper responsibility to ensure that the indicators we adopt are measurable, usable, and reflect integrity from a qualitative perspective across all targets. During our informal consultations yesterday, the Secretariat provided an in-depth technical briefing on the results of the informal consultations on indicators for targets A to G of the Sendai framework and terminology relating to disaster risk reduction. The briefings highlighted the technical rationale regarding the indicators and terminology proposed for consideration by experts during the third session, and how my report and the results may be utilized during the formal negotiations. These briefings were followed by interactive discussions, which allowed time for questions, clarifications, and comments on the substance of the issues at stake. Yesterday's discussions reiterated the call for indicators which are smart, that is, specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely. And as one delegation reminded yesterday, simple. They must be able to measure global progress towards the global targets. I believe that we now have a clear understanding of the key questions before us, and we need to apply the best of our technical knowledge to define indicators and terminology which satisfy those criteria. As I had noted yesterday, I would propose that we conduct our discussions today on the basis of the outcome of the second session in tandem with the results of the intersessional work contained in annexes 1 and 2 of my report on the informal consultations as contained in document AAC285-CRP1, dated 12 November. Distinguished delegates, I now invite Mr. Robert Glasser, Special Representative of the Secretary General for Disaster Risk Reduction, to make some remarks. Robert, you have the floor.